Hey everyone, welcome to another SEO Andy podcast with me, Andy. We're going to be starting today with looking at some news from Google, and in particular looking at the latest algorithm change, which looks at product reviews. Now, we should clarify first that this is looking at written product reviews by you, the website owner, and not product reviews that are written by users on product pages. Now, the reason to distinguish these is, of course, they're two different things. One is user-generated content on a website, and one is by you, the website owner. Now, the update itself is not a update that looks at whether you're providing thin content, in which case you're likely to be picked up by other updates and penalised for writing thin and rather rubbishy spammy content, in which case you'll be penalized for that yourself, but rather looking at the quality of your content. And what Google is trying to do here is say that the quality of your content needs to be lifted. It should provide helpful details, the benefits of a product, for example, and or criticism of a product equally, and it should give pictures, it should show what the product is beyond what the manufacturer states. So, and you should also, if you're providing links to, say, a retailer, you should be providing them ideally to more than one retailer. So this kind of moves away from the idea of spammy affiliate websites themselves, just putting up manufacturer descriptions and saying, this is my review of it, or a manufacturer writing a bunch of content and people just spinning it and saying it's a review. Now, this is a really good move on Google's part because it really lifts the world of product reviews and distinguishes between the thin content, which it's already in the main got rid of and we don't see too many of them, and also then lifts it from the really rubbishy affiliate world to actually, these are really deep and detailed product reviews that contain lots of information, lots of pictures, lots of videos, and the product review is actual experience, probably with comparisons to other products in there. And actually, it's a different world entirely, as we know, if you've ever seen a really good review, and it shows the expertise in that area. And this is another thing that Google talks about in this algorithm update. When they first started talking about it a couple of months ago, was it's about the reviewer's expertise and authority in this area and the website having that expertise. So you might be a tech website, but suddenly if you're talking about another product that's way outside of your remit, you've got to show how that relates to this product. You can't suddenly plonk a review on there and hope that it's going to rank. It's just not going to do that because you don't have the authority unless you can relate it into your niche. So that's now been completed. The important thing to say is it took 2 weeks to complete and there wasn't much volatility in rankings at the start, so you may have thought you got away with this. If you do write reviews, go back and check your rankings. Now, this I think finished rolling out the first week of April, so go and check. And if you have been affected, I would suggest heavily that you start writing better, deeper content with more images, more videos, show your expertise in a much deeper way, and probably link to more retailers, and ultimately show that your consumer is number one in this. That's what this boils down to. The second thing that's come from Google this week is from an Office Hours, which is Google Webmaster Questions, as it was, from John Muller, who answered a question around, can Google recognize if a piece of content has been written by AI? And more importantly, does it class as spam and will you get a penalty? Now, the first part of can it recognize it John doesn't really answer this. He said, and quite understandably, he said it'd be hard for it to recognise it. And it says, actually, it comes down to a human-ranked manual penalty if it did do this. However, what he does say quite clearly is AI-generated content is machine-generated content. And under Google's terms for penalties, auto-generated content leads to manual penalties and leads to penalties anyway. So as soon as they pick up that you have generated AI content, you are risking a penalty. It doesn't matter where that generated content has come from. If it's not a user-generated content, it's not webmaster-generated. If, for example, if you've spun content using an AI-assisted means, you are fundamentally risking getting a penalty. Now, this question came from someone who was asking about GPT-3 tools, which are really sophisticated. And John was saying that was answering the question, would they be able to tell the difference between those and older tools? And the reality is, as John said, we just don't know yet. And he couldn't answer the question because he's not in that part of the team. But he said, clearly, if they could, and users definitely can, then the reality is it would be considered spam and it's against the Webmaster Guidelines, and so you would get a penalty. So you have been warned by Google quite clearly as a webmaster. You will get a penalty for using AI-generated tools, just as you will for generating any kind of spam. Now, the next question, again, John Mueller answered a question in the same office hours questions, was about alternative text. And anyone who knows me will know I answer lots of questions about alternative text. So, alternative text, someone asked, they had read somewhere that there's a limit of 16 words on it. Now, John said quite clearly there isn't, there's a limit of 16 words for Google. John said there isn't a limit of 16 words and you can use as many as you want. John then went on to say, or to give the advice rather, and this is the advice I've always given as well, is that the primary use for alternative text is to help with the understanding of the image. It's to put the image in context for the page. So for example, or the example that John gives, is that if the image is, say, of a beach with a building behind it, you could say, oh, this is a beach. But that's not a very descriptive term, piece of alt text. You could say, this is a beach in front of our hotel, or this is a beach we took when we were doing a chemical cleanup. Both of those second ones are much more descriptive for a piece of alt text than just this is a beach. And the reason you use alternative text is primarily because they help for people with disabilities, but they also help with search engines. And John says that Google Images uses alternative text to help rank images. And that's the important thing. This is used for Google Images. So there you have it again from Google itself. And the final thing I wanted to talk about today is that this is something lots of people missed, is that at the end of February 22nd to be precise, Google started slowly rolling out for desktop. Yes, for desktop. And it was completed at the end of March, according to their own timeline, that PageSpeed Experience would be a ranking factor for desktop, which means Core Web Vitals, which is their page speed metrics, would be a ranking factor. So just to say that once again, from the end of March, Core Web Vitals, PageSpeed Experience, etc., etc., is a desktop ranking factor, just as it was from last year for mobile. So that means your page speed, your security, everything else, including the absence of intrusive adverts on desktop, all come into play for load speed on both mobile and desktop from the end of March. It already had done for mobile. So you getting your website to load as quickly as possible is imperative. There was a, I think it was 2018, piece of research that Google did for mobile that showed that after around 3 seconds, you lose to bounce rate. This is 33% of users. And every second after that, it significantly grows. And it is the same with desktop. The reason for mobile, of course, is the speed is significantly slower. And that's regardless of whether you're 4G or 5G. It's people just don't want to wait around for your service. So with that said, that's the end of this week's show. If you've any questions about anything at all, do get in touch at Andy Kinsey on Twitter. Thank you very much.